The state's largest Medicaid fraud case in history has been settled. The president of On-Call Nursing of Alaska, Sherry Trotter, pled guilty to felony first-degree theft of more than $1.3 million. Trotter was sentenced to 3 years in prison with 28 months suspended and ordered to pay $800,000 in restitution. The state had withheld the other $500,000 from her billings. Don Kitchen, the director of the Department of Law's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, says there were several different types of complaints against the company, including billing before an assessment was complete, billing more than was allowed, and billing for services for people who didn't need them.
Many of the things that were done by On-Call Nursing have been either stopped or prevented by systemic changes within the agency. The assessments that at the time of On-Call's crimes were done by the agency are now done by state-hired nurses. The ability to bill up to 56 hours without a prior approval for Medicaid is also no longer permitted. So in some regards, the initial investigation and subsequent criminal charges of On-Call have resulted in some fairly substantial changes to Medicaid that we actually support.
Kitchen says the state has had the largest annual number of Medicaid fraud cases ever. 23 convictions last year resulted in prison time and restitution payments. Most of them reflected charges against Medicaid providers, although in some cases, clients were also brought to trial. Kitchen says Alaska has less fraud than most states, with criminals elsewhere using schemes that haven't been tried here yet.
The fraud that goes on is in part based on the fact that this is a trust-based system, so that if someone is inclined to try to fudge their numbers a little bit, they can do that to a certain extent. The system presumes that everyone is telling the truth, and when they aren't, then we have to go in and prove that beyond a reasonable doubt that they have cheated the system.
Kitchen says the public can help control Medicaid fraud by making complaints against companies that are suspicious.